We move, we have a remarkable shift at the end of this reading we have today. Up to now, except for that last line, see, Jesus is describing himself as the bread of life all the way through this discourse. Well, the bread of life, see, that's the food we live by. That's wisdom. And he's saying, I'm wisdom. You have to take me in. You have to consume me. But it isn't overtly Eucharistic yet. It is going to happen right now. He's talking about, I am the Word of God. You take me in, you live forever, and you change. And that means, you know, all that the scriptures teach us about searching for wisdom, wanting to know God, putting that first. You know, in the Benedictine rule, a fellow comes to the door, wants to join. Usually you keep him waiting a few days at the door. Make sure he's serious, you know. Then you take him in. And there's a sign to him, the rule says, a senex sapiens, a wise old man. And he's going to work with this young fella. What is he looking for? One thing. Sivere Deum querit. Is he really searching for God? Well, then he's probably got a vocation. But if he likes the chant, or, you know, he likes wearing a habit, or, well, no. Is he really looking for God? Now, that's a hunger and a thirst that's spiritual. And it's a gift to be given that hunger and thirst, you see? And so, whoever listens to my Father and learns from him comes to me. This is how many times in this text have we had this notion, very opening words today, no one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draw him. And if this person yields to this, the Father's drawing, what will happen? I will raise him up on the last day. I will be living in him, and that will make him immortal. I am the wisdom of God. You see? It's amazing. All of this, you see, is the very best of Jewish speculation on the desert, on the manna, brought into Christ. They shall all be taught by God. That's from Isaiah. And everyone who listens to my Father and learns from him. Yeah, I got it. Thanks a lot, God. But you don't learn. Learn from him means take it in. You see? What's the biggest obstacle? Sin. Ego. You see? Whoever listens to my Father and learns from him comes to me. Not that anyone has seen the Father, except the one who is from God. He has seen the Father. Now he's claiming, you know, that he's the Son of God. You see, at the basis of this is the mystery of the Trinity. Whoever believes has eternal life. Yield to this truth, and divine life dwells in you. And that life is eternal. Eternal life for John it means divine life. You see? Divine life. And for the last time, he calls himself the bread of life. Artos Thisois. I am the bread of life. Your ancestors ate the manna in the desert, but they died. This is the bread that comes down from heaven so that one may eat of it and not die. Well, we will die, but we won't die. I've quoted this beautiful text from Irenaeus before, right? It is impossible that a body into which this living bread has come, the wisdom of God, and as we're going to see in just a minute, the body and blood of Christ. It's impossible that that body not be immortal. It's impossible that it stay forever corrupt in the grave. It's impossible. Look what has been going on in that body. This is why we have to take care of our bodies. Not only, you know, lift weights and go for walks, but, you know, watch it. Watch its drives. Watch its emotions. Watch its... And then the thing changes. And from now on, our Lord does not call himself the bread of life. He calls himself the living bread. I'm the bread. And I'm a living bread. And so I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. And now for the first time in the whole discourse, and the bread that I will give is my flesh for the life of the world. I'll give it. On the cross, I'll offer it. And then, as I prophesied at the Last Supper, from now on, you live by my flesh and blood. Take me in. But it can't just be a physical gesture. It has to be that you really want to receive me. Take me in. Live by me. Be changed by me. And now we begin the last part of the discourse. You see? The bread that I give is my flesh for the life of the world. And the Christians, if you remember the discourse, this is when the Jews really got upset. Right? You see? The Jews quarreled among themselves. How can this man give us his flesh to eat? So then Jesus takes it easy on them. I'm anticipating tomorrow. But he takes it easy on them, doesn't he? He says, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you do not have life within you. He doesn't back down. He says, this is the way to eternal life. Now that flesh and that blood must first be offered on the cross. And then it's life-giving. It's transformed. That's why shortly, in a while now, we'll celebrate the Feast of the Ascension, which is what? The total transformation of the humanity of Christ into an ineffable humanity, but it's still a humanity. In one way, he can come in, everybody recognizes him, they're all, he eats fish, he says, look, it, touch me, you know. At the same time, he can go through doors, he can be not recognized if he doesn't want to be recognized. We just don't have the slightest idea what the glory's waiting for us, because as Paul promises, right, our citizenship is in heaven. And from there we are awaiting the Lord Christ, who will transform our lowly bodies to be conformed to the body of his glory. Our body is going to be like his. And the seed of that transformation is right here. It's right here. So here we are, 20 people in this little chapel, and Jesus Christ has just fed us. Has just fed us. And now, he's going to feed us on his body and blood. But there's a rhythm to that, you see. That body and blood, yes, it's in this eternal movement of joy and love to the Father forever. So to receive it means to join that movement. Self-offering to the Father, love to the Father. Nobody comes to me unless the Father who sent me draws him. Well, that's true of the people who walked through the door. None of us got here because we're so smart. We got here by the mercy of the Father.